An urgent appeal from Ukraine's leader, Lisa Brady, Fox News. President Volodymyr Zelensky just holding a news conference with a small number of journalists. He says the skies above Ukraine must be closed and that he wants his people to live.
I would not want the history of Ukraine as a legend about 300 Spartan men. I don't want this. I want peace.
Through a translator there, but he also says they're not ready to give up. The U.S. has so far rejected calls for a no-fly zone, not wanting to risk a wider conflict with Russia. Zelensky says if they can't have planes to send tanks and that the world is late. Though he also expresses gratitude for the aid they've received so far, including sanctions by many countries. Zelensky's news conference happening as envoys for Ukraine and Russia meet in Belarus for a second round of talks. Zelensky says to end war, he has to talk to the Russian president like humans. Russia's war in Ukraine is now 1 week old.
Russia continues its attacks on innocent civilians, according to Ukraine's top diplomat. Off the coast of Odessa, Russian Marines are preparing an assault on Ukraine's third largest city. French President Emmanuel Macron warns the worst is yet to come, following a call with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Lviv, Ukraine. A senior U.S. defense official says Russian forces still appear to be largely stalled north of the capital, Kyiv, where its convoy has been hit by Ukrainian jets. But Russia claims to have taken one port city in the south while fighting for another. Just getting word that the maker of OxyContin, Purdue Pharma, has reached a settlement, including U.S. states and thousands of local governments, over its role in the deadly opioid crisis. The new deal follows an earlier settlement that was appealed. Sackler family members who own the company have to kick in more this time, along with an apology under the new agreement. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
Police in New Mexico identify an officer killed in the line of duty yesterday while chasing a suspect.
Santa Fe police say 43-year-old senior officer Robert Duran was killed along with another motorist whose cars were hit head-on by a kidnapping suspect traveling northbound in the southbound lanes of I-25.
We say that officer and their family is part of our family. That holds true today, and today our family's hurting.
Deputy Chief Ben Valdez says police were chasing the suspect following a 911 carjacking and kidnapping call of a man armed with a knife who took a vehicle that was occupied by a woman. The unidentified woman now hospitalized. The suspect took off on foot and remains on the run. Officer Duran leaves behind a wife and two teenage sons.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. A combination of fog and smoke getting blamed for several crashes on a major interstate in Florida early today south of Daytona Beach. Troopers reporting at least three people killed and a child airlifted to an Orlando hospital. There have been media reports that fog mixed with smoke lingering from a prescribed burn in the area. Ordering fish instead of meat won't necessarily save you anything.
Let the ordering begin.
So the 3 pounds of shrimp and 3 pounds of crawfish?
And Michael C. Seafood in New Orleans.
In March, March Madness.
David Nunez works there and says the price of certain seafood is a big issue.
Price of fuel's through the roof. The fishermen's paying more for fuel, more for bait.
Over at Drago's Seafood.
Across the board, oysters are very, very expensive.
Tommy Santanovich is the owner of Drago's.
Finished oyster to go to the table has gone up about 25 cents because of the increase in price this week.
That's per oyster. He blames the hike for his decision to remove dishes like fried oyster po' boy from the menu. But many in the seafood industry feel prices will eventually settle down. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Stocks are lower, but not a sell-off. The Dow's down 84 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.